This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Welcome to another episode of A Slice of Advice. And we are still on our train journey, all the way from Birmingham to Glasgow, Scotland. About 4 hours on a train here. And when I'm on trains and planes and things of that nature, I do a lot of traveling, as many of you know. Last year alone, I took over 30 flights. MashaAllah. And I had to think about the hadith of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, to be in this life as if you are a wayfarer, like on a journey. And you are. I mean, no matter how you look at it, you would look at this place as a journey, because you're passing through here, you're passing by, you're going through here as you see the world outside of this train passing by us right now throughout this part of England that we're in. I'm not exactly sure where we are, but we're passing through it. You should be in the dunya as if you're doing that all the time, because basically you have three tickets. You have a ticket that's punched out when you're born. You know how they punch your ticket in train station, they make it validated. So they punch that ticket when you're born. Second ticket gets punched when you die, you leave this place. And your third ticket gets punched out when you enter into Jannah or Jahannam, or la'azu billah from Jahannam. Allah save us all from that. This is the whole point of this dunya. When you take it as it is a journey, you don't take it that seriously. I mean, you do what you can for the things that you have here and the people that you meet here, but you don't take it so seriously that you cling onto it with everything that you have. You lose your deen over it, you miss your salah over it, you remove your hijab over it, you shave your beard over it, you miss fasting over it, you don't pay your zakah because you're worried about finances. Be in this dunya as if you are a traveler, a wayfarer on a journey. That way, you would take the things that you need. You know, when you go on a trip, whenever you travel, if it is that you travel to Mecca or Medina or to wherever city that you travel to, you don't bring your whole house with you. You don't bring your furniture, you don't bring your TV, your flat screen, your Pentium computer, your Dell or your HP computer. You don't pack up your refrigerator or your cooker. You don't pack up your washer and dryer. You pack the things that you need to take with you on that journey. The important things, right? Your Quran, your clothes, your books, your toiletries, things that you need to take care of you while you're on that trip, until you can return back to your home. And that's what you do in this life. Why don't we live like that in general? You know, you take the things you need. You don't have to be, what will you do with $1 billion? I mean, really? You're gonna die and keep it with you? You take those things with you that you need to travel through this place until you return to your home, which could be either Jannah or Jahannam, whatever. Be in this life as if you are a traveler, or abir al-sabil, or a wayfarer on a journey. Nuh alayhi salam talked about this dunya in his sense, and he was 950 years old when he passed away. And he said, it's like I walked into a room and then I walked into another room. And that's exactly what he said. He was like that. He lived a lot longer than any of us would ever hope to. When you are traveling through this place and you're doing the different things that you do, and you're earning your halal income, not to say that you should be broke or impoverished, I would never say that to you, but don't take it so serious. Take advantage of your resources here. Benefit from the wealth and the things that you've earned in halal. I would never tell you to be poor, but don't take it so serious that you're ready to give up your life for it. Be in this life as a traveler. Jazakumullah khairan for listening and watching, and we'll see you again, talk to you again next week. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تغورني يا رب. الأرض ضاقت والسماء وقلبي ما عرف الضياء.